So we're here in Gainesville, Florida, and my name is Besta Farber. I'm with the University of Arizona Libraries. And could you state your name for the interview and the recording purpose?
Carol Kirk.
And Carol, have you agreed to do this interview for the oral history project of Coral Way Elementary?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so I just have some questions for you. We are here at Carol Kirk's home in Gainesville, Florida, and today is July 10th, 2008, and it's about 2:30. So what language was or what languages were spoken in your home?
Strictly English.
Okay, and did this change at all while you were in the program?
No.
Okay. And can you just give us some of the names of the teachers that you remember?
Mrs. Borden, Mrs. Davidson, Mrs. Menendez, Mrs. Iglesias. I have to look at my report cards to look at the rest.
Okay. And what years were you at the school?
First and second and half of third grade.
And do you remember when you started school?
What year? Oh, gosh. 63? 1963, I would think, because I went to kindergarten in Europe, in England.
Okay.
So first grade would have been, I think, 62? Okay, 62.
I think that was right.
I would have been five.
And do you remember the names of some of your friends who were in your class or who went to Coral Way?
Yes, I do. I remember a lot of their names. Do you want me to say
yes.
them?
Yes.
Okay, Leanne Layla, Dolores Fisher, Jenny Balikas, Laura Springer, David Levinson, Ricky Green, Carol Sullivan, Heidi Anderson. Do they have to strictly be in my class or should
no,
I?
No, okay. Just friends of yours.
David Kelly. And Linda Kelly. Did I leave anybody out? I don't know who else. I think that's all. Jackie Henderson. Jenny Balikas. Did I say her already?
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think that's the main ones I remember.
Okay. And as a student in the program, were you assigned to the Spanish group or the English group?
The English group.
And can you just talk to me about what you remember about being in the English group?
I think that we had the English classes first. I remember math and English and reading, maybe social studies, I don't even know if we had it that young, were in English. And then it seemed like in the afternoon we would change to Spanish classes and have those same subjects in Spanish. That's how I remember it. I don't know if that's really how it was, but that's how I remember it. I don't remember alternating at all. I remember them all being, all the English classes being first and then the Spanish being second.
And do you remember how you got to the Spanish, what was the procedure for you to go to Spanish classes?
I really don't remember. I guess I would be guessing. I would assume that after all that you were done with all the English classes, your whole class would maybe just walk together to another classroom where you had the Spanish teacher.
Uh-huh.
Is that how it was? Because I'm not sure that's...
Well, I'm really not allowed to comment.
That's what I would assume. I don't know if I can visually, actually remember that that's how we did it, but
uh-huh.
I'd be interested to know if that was right.
Okay, well, we can talk when I'm done.
Okay.
Or when we're done. Do you remember what was the ratio of Spanish and English use in the classroom?
You mean once we switched over to the Spanish?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't really remember that. You know, it seems like the majority of it would have been in Spanish, but I would think that they would have had to have said some stuff in English for us to understand, but I don't really remember.
Do you remember, in terms of the other students in your class, what the ratio of the different ethnic groups were, or?
I would say that everybody was white in my class. I don't remember having any African Americans in my class at all. And of course, they would have all been American.
Were there any Hispanic students in your class?
No,
do you remember?
Not that I know of.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you've talked to me in private about, I guess, the different religions in the class?
Yes, I remember I was the only Jewish female in my class that I know of. I know that I did have some other Jewish males that I was friends with, but at that time I felt like a minority because I was the only Jewish girl.
Okay.
In my particular class.
Uh-huh. Okay. Were some of the subjects always in one language or the other?
I don't know. I don't know if we had every subject in English also in Spanish. I don't know if maybe they would have taught us health or that sort of subject just in English and not in Spanish. I know the main classes were in English and Spanish, but I'm not sure about the classes that aren't as important or aren't as major.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you remember anything about the curriculum materials?
I guess the main thing I remember, of course, is the reading, you know, The Fun with Dick and Jane, the Sally books, and I really liked those books. See Spot Run, you know, I do remember that, but I think those were used in most schools. And I remember just a little bit of dialogue in Spanish.
Like what?
Like, bon la televisión que canal el cinco. No quieres ver a tu Miguelito? Bueno, mira lo mismo. Mira cómo salta. Se cae, se cae, se cae. Ay, se cayó. Hola, niños. Hola, papá. Vamos. Es hora de comer. Un momento, papá. Y va a terminar. And I don't know if I'm really saying that correctly, but over all these years, I remembered that dialogue. And
wow.
I think that I learned it there,
uh-huh.
in Haraway.
That's amazing. So can you share anything that you remember about the day? You know, just a typical day at school.
Well, like I said, I remember going to the English classes first and then the Spanish classes. I remember having recess, and at recess I think we played kickball at that school. And doing dances, like the Mexican hat dance. And I remember at Christmas singing songs in Spanish, like Cascabels. I don't know if he's saying Feliz Navidad or that's just a song that is so common. But I do remember singing some of the songs in Spanish and English. I remember a little skit that I was in to the Waltz of the Flowers. And I remember my mother had to make me a little crepe paper outfit with a paper hat with a little purple crepe paper and a little skirt made in crepe paper. So I remember that. But that's probably my main memories.
So for recess, or was that PE? Was that
Yeah,
every
I would
day?
Say that. I think it was every day.
And
yeah.
Was it with, was that a class where the Spanish-speaking group was also involved? Do you remember when you were with the Spanish-speaking group?
I don't remember ever being with the Spanish-speaking group. I think we were totally segregated from them. I don't remember being with them at all. It just seemed like they just switched classes. When we went to the English classes, they would go to the Spanish. Or, I'm sorry, when we would go to the Spanish classes, they would go to the English teachers, and we would go to the Spanish teachers. But I don't remember ever seeing them, because I don't remember knowing any of their names, so I guess we never really saw them. Maybe
okay.
We saw them changing classes in the halls, I don't know.
Do you remember anything about the cafeteria or...
the food was horrible, but... No, but I really don't remember anything about the cafeteria.
Okay. How were your parents involved in the school activities?
I think my mother walked me to school, but I don't remember her being involved. Now, she may say differently, but I don't remember her being involved.
And do you know what she felt about the program, or how she felt about the program, or how your father felt?
Not really. In fact, I asked her when we talked about doing this, and now I can't even remember what she said. I don't really think she knew a whole lot about it. I don't think she really got that involved.
Do you think that she had to give her permission for you to be involved in the bilingual program?
I don't think so. She didn't say that she did. So.
Okay. What do you remember, if anything, about the school community relations or get-togethers, or do you recall anything about not necessarily during the school day, but open houses or...
I don't remember anything about going to any open houses at Coraway or any extracurricular activities at Coraway. I do remember spending a lot of time at Shenandoah Junior High, maybe going to some art classes that may have offered during the summer, going to that library. I specifically remember some art classes that I attended at Shenandoah Junior High. It was a strange kind of art that we did there with tracing paper, I think. I really don't remember exactly what it was that we did, or if it was even during the summer or after school.
Okay.
But I don't remember doing anything at Coraway after school. I just remember walking home, and that's it.
Did you walk home with a group of friends that were in your neighborhood, or just by yourself?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay. What do you remember, if anything, about the interactions among the administrators, the teachers, the students, the parents?
I don't remember anything. I remember my teachers were nice. I don't remember having any problems with them. I remember, you know, liking them, but I don't remember any of the interactions with them.
Okay. And do you recall any of the technology that was used, film strips, movies, other types of media that was used in the classroom at all?
No, I don't remember any of that stuff.
Okay.
Maybe they didn't use it in first and second grade. I don't know. But maybe you'll tell me.
So this has to do with impressions and your attitudes towards the bilingual program that you were in. How did you feel about your participation in the program then, when you were in the school? What were your impressions?
I did not like going to Spanish 3 hours a day. I know I didn't like it. I loved going to school for the English program, but not for the Spanish. You know, we didn't speak Spanish in my home, and I didn't feel like I really understood it, and I know I didn't do well in it. And I don't think it was good for my self-esteem to start school receiving D's and F's on my report card in the language that I was not brought up to speak.
So do you remember getting any help with the Spanish? Do you remember the teachers, any interactions with the teachers about
Spanish? I don't remember
Spanish?
Getting any individualized help at all in Spanish.
And could you feel a difference between your ability and the other Americans in the class?
No.
Did you feel
I don't think
left
I felt,
out? Or did
no.
You...
I don't think I felt left out. I don't think I felt inferior. I don't really know how they were doing, I guess. I don't think we really talked about it at that age. It was too young. Maybe if I'd been older, we would have spoken about it. But, you know, 6 and 7 years old. Yeah, you know, we were more interested in recess and playing. I don't think we were really asking each other, how are you doing in Spanish?
That's a good point. So how do you feel now, looking back on that experience that you had at Coral Way?
It's interesting. I think now I'm glad that I participated. It was something different to look back on and say I did. I wish I had learned more. But I am glad we didn't stay there. I'm glad we moved away.
Can you talk a little bit about the fact that you moved and what were the results of your move?
Well, we moved to Miami Beach in the middle of my third grade year. And I remember the school, the curriculum was all English all day long. All the subjects were in English except for about 10 minutes on TV. There was a little bit of Spanish where I think all we were learning was how to count. Maybe some songs were sung, but I know I was really happy to be in a school where all the subjects were in English. My grades were a lot better. At the time I was really happy. And looking back, I am happy that we moved. You know, we moved to a place where I felt the people were more like myself, and I was more in the majority than the minority, which is how I felt when I was at Coral Way.
What was
due to my religion?
Okay, sorry. What was the name of the school that you went to?
Miami Beach High. Well, the elementary school was Biscayne Elementary, and okay. Then I went to Nautilus Junior High, and then Miami Beach High School.
Do you think that your grades at Coral Way influenced your parents moving at all?
No. We moved because my dad had grown up on Miami Beach, and he had gone to Miami Beach High, and that's where I think he really wanted us to grow up, but maybe when he was first starting out, he couldn't afford to live over there.
Okay.
But that's a guess.
The next question is, did the Coral Way program help you in your development as a student or as a person, do you think?
No.
Did you want to comment on that at all?
No, because I really don't know what to say. Like I said, it's kind of fun to look back on because I was so young, I can say, it was only a couple years of my life, so it was a fun experience. I looking back on, but it wasn't at the time.
Okay.
My life could have been really different, I guess, if I had stayed at that school the
In
whole
what
time.
Way? What
well,
do you think?
I probably could speak Spanish a lot better, be more fluent in Spanish. I did take Spanish again in high school, Spanish 1 and Spanish 2, and I did very well in Spanish 1 because I had already learned the basics. I did not do well in Spanish 2. So I don't know what grade that would have been equivalent to at Coral Way, Spanish 2. Maybe third grade, I don't know. I mean, I live in Gainesville now, and I don't think I would have used the Spanish a whole lot. If I were in Miami, I know that that program would have been really beneficial.
Okay. From your view, how do you feel about how effective the program was in educating all students?
Well, I think it was really important for the Spanish-speaking students to learn how to speak English, especially back in that time. I mean, it's different now. Now, you know, there's so many Spanish-speaking people there that they have their own little community, and I'm sure a lot of them cannot speak English. But back then, I think it was very important for them to learn how to speak English. And for the people that stayed down there who learned how to speak Spanish, I'm sure they're very happy they were in that program.
Okay. How do you feel about a model that uses two languages to teach children in school, especially in an elementary school?
I think it depends on where they live. In Miami, that probably was a really good program because of how Miami is now. But if you're living somewhere where there's only one main language, like English, I don't really see the point of having your child being so confused at such an early age. You know, maybe I know it's easier to learn another language when you're younger. But when you've been brought up in a home with one language for 6 years and then you go to school and have to learn a new language and your grades are based on it, I don't think that's right to do to a child. It really lowers their self-esteem. Now, maybe they could do this program and not have letter grades and do it in a different way.
Okay.
Hey.
Let's
see what I got.
I don't know if it's because I'm nervous that I'm hotter. Oh, do you have this back on?
So the next question is, can you read and write and or write in your second language now, in this second language, in Spanish?
I can read a little bit. I guess I could probably write a little bit too, but it would just be very basic.
Okay. And we already talked about your after-school activities. And
I mean, I think I could probably get by in a Spanish-speaking where I could say, where's the bathroom? Where's the kitchen? You know, I can count to 100. I can, you know, I know the colors. You know, I could say some basic things, but like bon la television, no.
Okay. And what language did you speak with your friends when you
No.
were?
This is definitely English.
Okay. Can you share what you enjoyed most about going to Coral Way?
My friends, hanging out with my friends. But that's something I've always enjoyed with any school I've been at. I was always more social. So hanging out with my friends was always number one over my education. Even though I did go to college, which sometimes it's hard to believe that I graduated because I always liked the social part of anything better. But
Okay,
I guess I was never very career oriented.
and what did you think was your least favorite experience at Coral Way?
When two girls picked on me, well, I think I only remember them picking on me once in the bathroom. I wore glasses. I wore cat-eye glasses, and maybe that made me stand out. There was another girl who named Carol Ann Jackson. She wasn't a friend of mine, but she also wore cat-eye glasses. She probably got picked on too. I didn't feel like I got picked on by my friends, but these two girls, I think they were just bullies. And maybe I stood out because I wore glasses. And I remember being in the bathroom one day and pulling down my pants and saying something about on my butt that I had a little number, like the Barbie dolls. They had these little numbers on the back of their butts, like 6 or 7, engraved in plastic. And it was kind of like, what says on your butt that you're 6 years old? And I don't know why that memory stands out because nothing ever like that happened to me. Maybe that's why it stands out. But these two girls I felt were bullies. And that's the only time I remember being picked on there. So that memory stands out a lot. Other than that, I don't really remember any bad experiences.
Okay, and is there anything else you wanted to share about your memories or the situation that was going on with you at Coral Way or?
No, nothing else that I can think of at this time.
Okay, well, thank you for the interview. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.